Welcome and thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Folks, I would like for you all to go check out my YouTube channel and subscribe to the channel. And please share with your family and friends. Also, if you're listening to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform, look for the word follow or the word subscribe and click on that for many more episodes to come. Folks, let me tell you, we are living in some rough times. Things are about to get worse than what they are now. You best stay prepared. I hope that you are stocked up on food and other supplies you may need, because you never know what may end up shutting down or what's going to happen, and you may not be able to get out of your house to go to the grocery store. Because with everything going on right now in the world, you don't know if it'd be safe to even leave your house. That's just why you need to stay stocked up on food and stocked up on supplies. Also, remember this. It is time for repentance for everyone, even the young children, even all the way to the old. It's time for everybody to make changes in their life. You do not know what you're about to go through. You do not know if you will even be here the next minute. So keep all of this in mind. And you may be hearing this and like, what are you talking about? Of course I'm going to be here the next minute. None of us knows. Anything could happen. Anything could happen to us. And you say, well, that sounds like negativity. I'm not going to listen to this podcast because you're speaking negative or you're trying to put fear inside someone. Okay, you have it your way. But when you die and standing before Christ and you were not ready to stand before Him and you're in hell, you're going to remember these words and they're going to be there every day of your life in hell. And when you're standing before Christ, you're going to know that you stopped listening to this podcast and you will not go any further to see what I had to actually had to say to you tonight. I know that most of you are, how do I say it? I know most of you think you can survive off the land, but I've said this before. When the meat is spoiled through the animals and they already have a virus or a disease that you cannot eat, because you will develop that same virus from that meat that you're going to eat of that animal, then that food is spoiled. How can you have something to eat? What if you can't have crops because there is no crops? What if the locust eats up the crops? Or what if there is a shortage on the food supplies and you can't buy the seeds for the plant your garden in the springtime? What if you cannot get the fuel for your tractors or your garden tillers or whatever you need to plow up the ground? And you can say, well, I can survive out in the woods and I'll just go to a creek bank, catch my own fish and eat fish straight out of the water. But if that water is contaminated, how can you eat the fish? Because the fish is going to be contaminated with whatever's in that water, like radiation or whatever happened. So you won't be able to survive when God is in the process of all of this. And you may think you can survive, and you may think you're ready, and you may think you're prepared to meet Christ. But remember, not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, I want to go on in. I'm already 5 minutes in, so I might as well just keep going. I was going to take a short break here, but I'll just go on in because tonight's podcast is basically titled A Power of Christ or A Power of God, however you want to word it. Do you remember reading in the Bible about the plagues of Egypt and what God done to Pharaoh and his army because they would not let God's people go? Do you remember all the plagues, the boils, the locusts, all that stuff? The firstborn died. God took the firstborn of their children. Let me tell you, we're going to see a lot of the plagues of Egypt and all the plagues that the Bible speaks of because of the evil and wicked doers. And this is where the power of Christ is going to come in at. And when God starts moving, we're going to see a mighty power of God once again that we ourselves have never seen in our life. We read about it in the Bible, but we never seen it because we were not there. We've seen what Christ did when he came to the earth. And how he healed the people that were sick and cast out demons out of people and taught his word. We've seen all the miracles in the Bible that Christ did. And after Christ left, that he used his disciples to perform the miracles. And they were able to lay their hands upon people and they were healed instantly of any viruses or diseases. And demons were cast out of people instantly. And Christ worked through his disciples after he died because they were just a vessel. And a power of Christ, just like that back then, is going to happen again. And we're going to see this once again because Christ is removing all darkness that's been upon the earth because he's going to clean up the evilness. He's cleaning up the corruption. He's going to get this corruption cleaned up. And that's why I told you just a while ago, it is best we repent and change. It's best we come to the repentance of Christ. Because we are going into a time we could be healthy. Your children could be healthy and lay down at night and go to sleep. Not a health problem one and die in their sleep. Because why? Christ is cleaning up the evil and corruption. God took the firstborn children all the way from the young to the old. Whoever had a firstborn child, it didn't matter if they was 5 years old or if they were 40 years old. If there was the firstborn, they dropped dead. God did that because he wanted the evil and the corruption cleaned up. He wants people to know he is God. He means business. Jesus is going to do the same work that our Father did. Christ is tired of the lies. He told you to go out and help the lame and the poor, but you overlooked the lame and poor. He's told you how to help people, but you refuse. He told you what happened to the rich man and Lazarus, and you laughed and you mocked his word. He even told you about the sheep and goats and what will happen on the day of judgment. And let me tell you, you laughed and mocked at his word. You said it's a fairy tale. You don't believe the word of God. You've laughed and mocked him. You said he does not exist. And there's no way anybody could stood these plagues. Even scientists will tell you that a lot of the plagues that happened back then is because there was no antibiotic, so they needed miracles. Like leprosy. Let's use that. Scientists say, I've heard a scientist say that you needed a miracle if you had leprosy back then because there were no antibiotics. Let me tell you something. We're going to see leprosy again in our lifetime, because it tells you in Revelations that he will put all the plagues that's written in the book back up on the people, plus the new plagues that's to come. Let me tell you, all the same plagues that's written in the Bible, antibiotics could not help these people. You had to repent and know God. Remember, Aaron and his wife talked bad about Moses inside the temple of God, and God pulled them out and gave them a good talking to. And then he put leprosy up on Aaron's wife for speaking against Moses, his prophet. And you spoke against God's children, the anointed. It says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And you harming them. You're lying on them. You're accusing them of stuff. You want them in jail. You don't care how you treat them. You got the attitude and you say, I don't care what you say. I'll do what I want. I say what I want to say. I'll treat you in any old way because I'm a grown person. I can do this. God don't like stuff like that. And when you say those words and you think evil towards Christ's children, you've touched his anointed and you've harmed his prophets. And so, yes, you're going to have a virus and your doctors can't help you. Your doctor's probably going to be sick with the virus too, because they was too backed up into science, and science is their God, and that's idolizing. And that's one reason the doctors are going to fall in this time frame. That's where a power of Christ is going to come in. The power of God is going to move, and we're going to see so much going on that only repentance is going to help. Oh yeah, God's children that has been overlooked and done wrong, this was forgotten all about, is coming to the top. We're going to see. We're going to move. We're going to be healed. We won't have to worry about taking medicine anymore. We won't have to worry about calling a doctor and getting a doctor's appointment. We won't have to worry about filling out forms for disability or unemployment again, because Christ is going to take care of us. And all the people who's been in the government leadership around the world has lost their job. Jesus says, I'm pulling you out, whether I take your life or I cast sickness and viruses up on you to get you out of office, you're gone. And however God sees fit to get you out of that seat, however it is to get you off of that throne like he did King Saul, he's going to do it. And King Saul was a king and he disobeyed God and God dethroned him. And many people are not going to want to leave their position. King Saul did not want to leave his position, but he had to. Now, let me tell you, when this power of God starts moving, many people are going to be homeless and hunger is going to hit the land. The famine is already here, but you're not wanting to wake up and see it. Many people are going to be left behind, just like how you left God's children behind. Remember the lie you told on God's child? Do you remember how you went to church and said you were a Christian, but you had a family member back here that was sick and needed your help, but you told everybody they were faking it? They were only playing like they were sick for attention. They want attention. God says, I knew their heart, I knew their pain, I knew their sickness. You didn't want to know. You didn't care to know. You claim to be my child. I will not be mocked anymore. Jesus said he's tired of the mockery and he won't be mocked. It says in Scripture, God will not be tempted. God will not be mocked. And all this mockery of God, you're tempting God and you're mocking God. You're like, I don't care. I'm not helping nobody. I'm not responsible. Well, God's not responsible to help you. And you wonder why he's not been answering your prayers when things have been going wrong in your life, because you have the attitude you're not responsible to be a blessing or to be a blessing to help somebody in need. You say everybody's responsible for themselves. Then you serve Satan. Don't go to church. You don't have no business stepping foot in church if you got an attitude like that, because you're not serving Christ. Not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, will enter in into the kingdom of heaven. And that's going to be the thing. God's going to show you. You never walked with him. If you were, you've been doing his word. Here's something that gets me. People will say that they love Christ. And someone has a need. And they know their neighbor needs repairs done to their cars or need a bill paid or something. They know their neighbor needs help, whether it's family member, friend, or someone they live to next door. And maybe their family member, maybe their friend, or maybe their neighbor does not go to church. And then but you do go to church. And you tell them, well, I'll put you on the prayer list at church. I'll have everybody to pray that your need gets met. Well, God wants you to meet that need. You know there's a need, and if you're able to meet that need, you are to help. Or you ask somebody at your church, hey, I've got somebody I know that has a need. I cannot financially help them, or I'm not physically able to help them in some ways, but I need somebody that can help to meet this need for my neighbor. I'm just not able to do it, or not on my own. I might can meet you halfway, or I just don't have the means. Maybe you don't have the means to help your neighbor, but somebody you go to church does. But you're just saying, put them on the prayer list. Let's pray that God meets their needs. God's tired of that when you can actually meet the needs. So that's one reason he's going to remove you out and let you know. You're going to know if you stood righteous before Christ or not. In this time, we're going to see God's people have the power of God working through them. We're going to see the power of Christ work and manifest through God's people that you did not think was walking righteous before Christ. You're going to be surprised how Christ uses his children. And then when he brings them to the top, you're going to be shocked and surprised who he brings to the top while you were too busy judging and condemning them for whatever reason. You said they were too far gone from God that they couldn't help themselves, so how could they help someone else? You made a choice to speak evil against them because either one or two things, you were too religious or you just didn't care. You had an arrogant attitude and God's tearing all this down. That's going to be part of the power of Christ, tearing all this evil and wickedness down. You're going to find out the word of God is true. And it's happening right before you, but you still refuse to believe it. Many people are going to do without. Many people are going to be without homes, food, clothes, water. And we're already seeing this with Gaza. But let me tell you, it tells you in Scripture, whoever goes against the nation of Israel will be destroyed. And God said, I will bring all nations against Israel and destroy them. It's got a warning. I read it last week to you in Ezekiel 38 to Gog in the city of Magog. What it says. And you are against Israel within your own heart. So you're already destroyed because you're against Israel within your own heart. In this power of God, in this movement of Christ here, in all this power and God's glory, we're going to see the false prophets and the false preachers who have deceived people, who has led the sheep astray. We're going to see them. And we're going to see them fall, and God will reveal them as false. And you're going to learn who they are, and you're going to be shocked, even from the people in your own church to big name people. You're going to see a lot get removed off of social media because God's going to remove them. And he will find whatever it takes to remove the false people off of social media because he didn't tell them to get on there anyways. And those who are true, they were speaking way out of turn because God never told them to speak. Woe be unto you, prophets. Many of you just took it up to get on social media and start teaching the gospel and spreading his word because that's your free speech. You have the right to get on there. But Christ says in your word, you do not have that right because he told you not to do it. You think he wanted you to get on there and just do it, but you were leading people astray. You got to keep your mouth shut sometimes. You got to know when to speak and when not to speak. That's what he said about his prophets. Woe be unto you, prophets, that have spoken when I said not to speak. You have spoken when I told you not to speak. Folks, you better learn what Scripture says. The prophets have spoken out of turn. God did not tell the prophets to speak, but they still spoke. Just like in Jeremiah, when Jeremiah went and told the people what God was going to do, and the prophets come in behind Jeremiah and said otherwise. But Jeremiah was the only one that heard from God. He's the only one that heard from God during that time. And the word that Jeremiah spoke is because God told him to speak, and everybody else was speaking out of turn. God did not tell the other prophets to speak. They just took it up on themselves to speak. And that's what we're seeing today, and they're misleading and deceiving the people of the earth. And God's going to stop them. He's going to shut their mouths. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the Lord. And that's written in Scripture. It's a fearful thing, and you're to fear the Lord that can destroy your soul, that can send your soul to the pits of hell. We done living in a world that you don't want to be told that you're in the wrong and that you're going to go to hell for what you're doing. You want to be told, oh, you can get out here and do whatever you want and go to heaven so long as you're saved. That's not true. And that's the type we're living in. You want to hear those type of lies. That's a lot of garbage. You can't just get out here and do whatever you want. God's given you 10 commandments. And let me tell you this, if you go against the nation of Israel, it says, those who you curse, you will be cursed. You're going to be cursed back. Don't go against the nation of Israel, even in your heart. You've got to back them up because that's your father's chosen nation. Let me tell you, I did a TikTok video last week, and I titled this TikTok video, Rise Up. And I said, rise up, rise up, rise up, for the holy nation of God is under attack. Well, and I said, it's time to repent, time to walk into your callings and gifts that Christ has called you into, for the holy nation is under attack. So I get a comment saying, rise up, two laughing emojis, and says, the Israeli government is the terrorist. Then hashtag free, hashtag Palestinians. Let me tell you, something. There are innocent people in every nation that we live in. But just like I live here in America, and just like anybody else, if our government here in America turns against Israel and starts attacking Israel, then we will be destroyed and the innocent people in America will be destroyed along with what our government did. Because God says, I reign on the just and the unjust. Yes, you pray for those who are lost. You pray that they will receive Christ because they could lose their life. You pray for healings in people's lives. But you've got to know, as the child of God, and you've got to know this within your heart, anybody that goes against Israel will be destroyed. Any nation that touches the ground is stern warnings. Read Zechariah chapter 12. And if you're against it within your heart, you're already destroyed, like I've already said. God's cleaning us up. He knows who's for him and who isn't. So there's going to be a lot of people to perish. And through this mighty move of God, through this power of Christ, it's a cleanup season. It's all done. The only thing's going to help you survive is through repentance. And using wisdom and knowledge. And trusting Jesus to get you through your sickness. But see, Christ is going to work through his children to lay their hands upon those who are sick and they be healed. Whatever sickness you have, you will be healed immediately because Christ is going to work through his children. You're going to have blessings and miracles upon your life as the children of God. We have prayed and prayed and fasted, and Christ is going to come through for us. But he's got to take out the evildoers that held us back for so long. Remember, he told Pharaoh, let my people go so they can serve me. And too many people saying that they had the control and the power, and they tempted God, and they didn't think Christ was going to do nothing because the time frames we live in, they're like, oh, this was in the Bible days. Oh, that's history because Jesus come and died on the cross. We're living in the New Testament. Once saved, always saved. That's where you're wrong. And Satan knew that, and he fell. You fell for Satan's tricks. You fell for his lies and deceitments. Now you got to pay. The innocent went to jail while the guilty walked free. You government people denied God's children for the last and final time. Now God is denying you. But you're going to see those who you denied, you're going to see them rise up. And you're going to see him rise and fight for the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will protect his children, and the meekness shall inherit the earth. Let me tell you, you cannot get away touching one of Christ's little ones. You may think you got away with it. You may think you've done no wrong, but you're about to find out you did. You may say, well, these are the laws. This is the law we have to go by. Look what he done to Pharaoh. Look what he done to the kings and queens that passed laws. God's laws is not man's laws. God's laws is not man's laws. Let me say it again. Man's ways is not God's ways. And God said to free my people so they can serve me. So when you pass laws that holds people bound where they can't help somebody, where they can't reach out and do things to serve God like God's telling people to help others, let me tell you, he's not pleased with that because you're holding his children back and his children will not be held back any longer. But you will be held back because Christ is going to hold you back in the chains and shackles that you put his children in because his children is set free now. We're going to see our prayers answered. The power of Christ is going to heal our bodies. We're going to have the financial miracles we've been looking for. But we got to stay humble as the children of God and not become as the evildoers. that we seen that was done to us. We got to be thankful and stay humble. And if God sends somebody to us that needs to be fed and clothed and given water to drink, we best do it and stay humble and not ask questions. Or say, well, you remember when I was down on my luck, what you done? Now the tables have turned. That's not being humble, and that's not of Christ. Rebuke that spirit right now. Stay humble. Feed them, clothe them, and give them water to drink. Remember, the power of Christ is upon us, and we're going to see it from here on out. We're going to see what all takes place. And remember, Christ will come through for his children every time as long as you stay humble. So, folks, this is all I have for you tonight. I hope you enjoyed this. Please share with your family and friends. Thank you so much and enjoy the power of Christ that's going to be upon us. We're going to have the miracles and blessings as God's children. Remember, you are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed. Keep saying that. I'm healed. I'm healed in Jesus' name. His promises are here now. They're going to manifest. We're going to see it. Come on, folks. Come on. Wake up every morning and say, I'm healed in Jesus' name. I stand upon the scriptures of healing. That's all you got to do. Thank you.